Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. With the Lord's help, we will finish the thoughts that I've been wanting to share on covenant benefits. And at the conclusion of yesterday's broadcast, we were looking at protection as a very wonderful aspect of the covenant God has established with us. God revealed Himself to Moses as El Shaddai, I am that I am, the God who is more than enough to meet every need. And He told Abraham, fear not, Abraham, I'm thy shield and thy exceedingly great reward. And if the Lord is our shield, that means that as long as we're with Jesus and He's going before us, the fiery darts will bounce off Jesus, off that shield of faith, the faith that we know that He promised He would never leave nor forsake us. And the promises that God explicitly declared to the children of Israel are true not only for Israel, those who will follow the Lord their God, but also for the church, we are also partakers. We've been grafted into the vine and we share those covenant benefits. And also, there's the thought of curses, of, you know, that we can be affected by curses of people speaking out against us. And we have to, again, understand the protection that we enjoy under the covenant that God has given us. In Numbers 23 and 23, the Word says, surely there is no enchantment against Jacob, neither is there any divination against Israel. And the word Jacob or Israel, those were covenant names. And so, beloved, since we are partakers of this covenant that God has established through the blood of Jesus, no sorcery can prevail against us. Divination and sorcery sum up all the wicked spiritual weapons, including curses and jinxes and spells. No one, beloved, can place a curse upon us if we know our covenant rights in this area. Remember, we are blessed of the Lord, and we cannot be cursed. Do you remember that story? And I won't take time to turn or read any portion of it, but Balaam, who was hired to curse Israel, and he all the time kept saying, I can only say that which the Lord gives me to say. And even though he was offered great reward and financial benefits and prestige and prominence, so frustrated the king of Moab because he just could not curse Israel. And as a result, he could not go beyond what the word of the Lord gave him to declare. And if that was true under the old covenant, surely it is true today. So we have the blessing, covenant blessing of protection, but also prosperity. Psalm 35 and 27 says, let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of His servant. And I would suggest to you that's not just when we hear prosperity, we think of financial or material prosperity. It certainly includes that, but it's actually prosperity for the whole man, body, soul, and spirit. One of God's covenant names is El Elyon, the creator and possessor of heaven and earth. Psalm 50 and 10 says He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. Everything, he owns all the earth, the fullness thereof is his. And how can God, who owns everything, give his children poverty? God suffers no lack, and certainly there was no lack in heaven. Before sin entered the world, Adam and Eve had total blessing and prosperity. There was no lack or curse in the Garden of Eden. A poverty is a curse, and Jesus paid the price so we might inherit the blessings of Abraham, and that includes prosperity. Let me share with you some scripture from Galatians, the 3rd chapter, verses 13 and 14. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is every one that hangeth on a tree. Verse 14, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ. Beloved, that's you and I. That we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Praise God. So we have these promises, exceeding great and precious promises, which are given to us. And so, beloved, if you and I want prosperity, we must return to the Lord with our whole heart. He must have all of us. That's why I took the time to share the aspects and the steps that were involved in covenant. It was an all or nothing proposition. Whatever one party had belonged to another. There was the shedding of blood, the sacrifice of an animal. It was complete, and it was unshakable. So we have to have our willingness to say, Lord, you gave everything for me. He held nothing back. Isn't that right? And so he has the right to all of us. We can't cling to our own life. We can't serve God with a divided heart. We can't put our affections on the things of this world. We can't have our will set to follow our own way. If our hearts aren't single, it's because our eyes aren't single. Jesus said if our eye is single, our whole body would be full of light. 2 Corinthians 8 and 9 says, for ye know that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you, through his poverty, might be rich. We need to search our hearts to see when our heart departed from the Lord and returned back to him, if that would be our spiritual condition. God has pledged himself, not just his gifts, to us. He has promised to prosper all that our hand touches. Let me read Psalm 1, those first three verses, which declares, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be as a tree planted by rivers of water that bringeth forth fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Praise God. Whatever Jesus has belongs to us. We have the right of inheritance. And so we can rejoice as we meditate, as we contemplate on the richness of this covenant relationship we have with the Lord, that we know that we know we have everything that pertains to life and godliness. Well, let's just take a moment to come to the Lord in prayer. Father, we come with you, before you, with grateful hearts. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your faithfulness, and we thank you, Lord, for the supreme price that Jesus paid to cause us to enjoy such a rich inheritance, such a great covenant blessing of prosperity, of protection. And Lord, we thank you that you will give us that sense of victory and that sense of authority, that we can call upon you as our covenant partner to protect us and to establish the work of our hands. Lord, I praise you and I thank you for it. And Father, I just thank you that you are fighting the battles of those who are in battle and trial right now. Lord, as we affirm our faith in you, you will fight our battles. And Lord, we can stand still and see the salvation of our God. Lord, thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your goodness. And thank you for ministering to every heart right now who needs the assurance of your covenant protection and blessing. Praise God. For the word of the Lord would say to you, beloved, my hand is outstretched to you. The veil has been torn in two, and the time of deliverance for many is at hand. Not only the deliverance in your own life, but those whom you will come in contact with. When the children of Israel were in Egypt, there was great sorrow and painful bondage, but there was a moving of the hand of the Lord, and a voice spoke out of the burning bush to Moses, 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 obey my voice. And so with great deliverance I brought my people out of the land of bondage. Pharaoh and his firstborn and his army was destroyed, so there could be no following generation to rise up and fight against Israel. Beloved, I will kindle a holy fire in your heart, that you will hear the voice of the Lord speaking to you. I have always had those who would hear my voice and would speak my message to their generation, so that I could bring many out of the house of bondage and darkness into the marvelous light of the Lord. Again, my hand is outstretched to shake all that can be shaken. As the church sits in the heavenlies, is being shaken, for judgment starts at the house of the Lord, so are the nations of the earth being shaken, and the shaking is for the releasing of the prisoners. I am sending forth a fresh word of deliverance. I'm finding my spokesman who will hear the heavenly voice and declare my word. Will you speak to that man, to that woman in sin, and say, God will deliver you? The word you speak will not be with the enticing words of man's wisdom, but in power and demonstration of the Spirit of God. And in signs and in wonders will I display my glory to this generation, says the Lord. Praise God. Oh, a deliverance comes out of Zion. Praise ye the Lord. Well, my time is gone, and I must bring this broadcast to a close. The announcer will give our contact information. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.